Now, time travel is a favoured theme for filmmakers and a slick way to mix the past, the present and the possible future.
They cannot make things like that yet.
Not yet. Not for about 40 years.
Are you saying it's from the future?
They came to fight. For the one woman who could save their future.
Yes, there were plenty more where that came from. The Terminator sees a conflict, of course, from a nightmarish future transported to the present day. All very well, but not perhaps in China. The country's State Administration for Radio, Film and Television has posted guidance on time travel films, saying that they are frivolous and shouldn't be made anymore, which is pretty much as good as banning the genre. James Marsh is a film critic in Hong Kong. James, welcome to the programme.
Good morning.
What's prompted this announcement by that particular body?
Well, it seems to be a combination of a couple of things. Because up until very recently, science fiction and certainly time travel were not very popular in China. But a couple of TV shows have recently aired and become very popular, where in each case, a young modern day hero is transported back in time to either, in one case, the Han Dynasty, and in another case, the Qing Dynasty, which is around the time of the last emperor, purely as it looks like a narrative hook in order to tell yet another period-based drama series. And for those reasons, I think it slipped through censorship. But what the government are noticing, or what SAFT is noticing, is that the story is using its premise in order to reflect on current events in modern-day China, which is something that it is very adamantly against. And I think it's a combination of these shows suddenly sort of popping up on the radar and becoming very popular, and obviously the recent appointment of a new chief administrator of SAFT ahead of the 90th anniversary of the founding of the Communist Party later this year.
All right, so there's a new figurehead, so perhaps some new thinking here.
I looked at that, and he's probably trying to, you know, throw some weight around, make a name for himself.
What about other restrictions that already exist on films being made in China?
Oh, well, they're huge. I mean, anything that could be associated with superstition or with the supernatural or anything like that is a big no-no. And also, basically, anything set in the present day, basically anything from the Sino-Japanese War onwards must be sort of a very twee, very quaint, very materialistic view of how wonderful modern-day Beijing is for the emerging middle classes. Otherwise, they're not interested. No action movies, no gangster movies, certainly no corrupt cops, anything like that. So, which is a shame.
It is a shame, isn't it? Because obviously they then become, well, they become rather bland, don't they?
Absolutely. Very bland, very samey. And overtly nationalistic is something that we're seeing at the moment. Again, I think it's because, you know, there's been a snowball effect going in the last couple of years with the Olympics and then with the 60th anniversary of the revolution. Mm. And then with the another anniversary coming up this year, they're really sort of stoking the fires of national pride. And you see that more than anywhere else in the media, in films, in TV shows at the moment.
If you are a filmmaker based in Hong Kong, clearly it's in your financial interests for that film not just to be shown in Hong Kong, but in mainland China as well. But presumably if you then do that, you've got to make sure you abide by the rules.
Absolutely. And this is where the shame comes into it, really. You get a lot of local filmmakers who, if they want funding for their film, they have to sort of toe the line, basically. And China also has very strict rules about the number of non-Chinese, non-domestic films it will screen theatrically every year. They only show 20. And if your film is regarded as a purely a Hong Kong film, it must apply to fill one of those 20 slots. However, if it has joint funding, it can go in as a mainland film and will get mass distribution. Mm. So, you know, if you want to make a profit and tap that market, you therefore need to abide by SAFT's rulings.
But just as a final thought, if you're a Chinese film goer and you're determined to see something that you know you shouldn't be seeing, presumably you can find a way of seeing it.
Unfortunately, it's all too easy, yes. There are stores on the streets of Beijing where you can easily walk in and pick up anything you want for about a pound.